Alvaro Vargas Llosa joins us. He's a senior fellow at the Independent Institute and the author of Global Crossings, Immigration, Civilization, and America. Alvaro, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, thank you so much for having me. You know, when we talk about immigration, a lot of people, the first word that comes to their mind, they say illegal immigration, but there's a lot of legal immigration that goes on, and that has been beneficial to us in the past.
Oh, yes, of course. I think that one important aspect of this is precisely the history. In other words, there have been many waves of immigrants in the past, and whether they were illegal or legal, and most of them were legal, the contribution to this country is beyond question. The issue now is that there are a number of people who are obviously operating outside of the law because of the incentives that were generated by a disconnect between the law and the real demands of the economy. And if we manage to bridge that gap, we will be able to bring people out of the shadows within the legal system, and then we will see that the consequences will be very, very similar to those of the past. In other words, a great contribution to the economy, a contribution to society, and certainly a boost for or an enhancement of security, because obviously operating within the framework of the law is going to be a way of facilitating the efforts of the authorities to separate the the wheat from the chaff.
Has immigration always had a stigma to it? I know for a lot of people, they say oh gosh, people come to the country, they're going to take a job that I could have gotten.
Well, I go into that in depth in the book. There's nothing to fear about that. What happens is immigrants add to the economy because, of course, the economy is not a given. It's not static. It's a constantly evolving beast, as it were. And my calculation is that the current illegal immigrants, undocumented immigrants, add about $36 billion a year to the economy. If they were brought out of the shadows and legalized, they would add about $100 billion a year. So over a decade, about $1 trillion. Other institutions like the Cato Institute think that they would add about $1.5 trillion. And other institutions think maybe a bit less than that, about $900 billion. So generally what they do is they contribute to the economy by making the pie larger. They also allow native workers to move up the scale, and they have a very interesting impact on their wages, on the wages of people who are native here and who move up the scale when immigrants take the jobs at the lower end of the scale. Eventually those immigrants move up themselves, and those jobs are taken by other people. And when they move up, they generate more managerial positions to the economy. So it's a constantly evolving process that essentially adds to the economy rather than detract from it.
Why has it been so difficult to come up with laws that that everybody can jump on board with and say, this is how we're going to handle this issue?
It's an excellent question. I think what tends to happen is because there's this prejudice against immigration, because there are so many myths around this issue, what tends to happen is whenever progress is made, we have to pay a price for it. And the price usually means establishing very rigid quotas for the future. In other words, we take care of an immediate problem, which is what happened in 86, which is what happened in 96, and even going back to 65 when there was another important reform. In order to sort of compensate for that leniency, if you want, we establish very rigid quotas for the future. And what tends to happen is once we have a period of boom in the economy, or just different conditions in the economy than the ones anticipated by the legislators, then we have a situation which reality overtakes the law. In other words, the real demands of the economy tend to be larger than those quotas anticipate. And so what tends to happen is that incentives are created for people to come in without operating inside the law. So that's what's happening right now. There's an interesting discussion in the Senate, as you know, in terms of reform for the future. And some of the discussion revolves around those quotas. We're talking about different types of quotas for different categories of immigrants. In other words, there'll be some merit-based visas. There'll be H-1B visas for high-skilled workers. There'll be so-called W visas for low-skilled. And in those categories, in all those categories, people are discussing what kinds of quotas or ceilings to place. And I would caution against being very rigid on that front because, again, we cannot anticipate the needs of the economy in the next 5, 10, or 15 years.
Do you think there's much hope for that Senate bill?
I think in the Senate, maybe. The House will be a bit of a problem. They're going to come up with, of course, their own version, and reconciling those two will be very, very tough. I think there's a very important debate going on within the Republican Party, obviously, and whoever wins that debate essentially will determine the answer to that question. At this point, it's looking sort of difficult, complex, but the very just fact that that Senate bill is there and under discussion and that it got beyond the Judiciary Committee is already an important step forward. And I think that we need to keep pushing for some kind of reform to take place. Otherwise, this will continue to be a problem. And I think it will just keep mounting. The number of people who operate in the shadows will just keep rising. And this will become an even worse problem for the country in terms of having just a very large segment of the population operating outside of the law, which is clearly not something anybody wants.
Alvaro Vargas Llosa with a senior fellow at the Independent Institute. Look for the book Global Crossings, Immigration, Civilization, and America. Thanks for coming on. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.